What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Greek Mythology Short Stories Podcast. I'm your co-host Shane, and today continuing on with Psyche. This is part 2 on the myth of Psyche and Cupid, and we finished last episode when Cupid abandoned Psyche for betraying his trust. Without further ado, let's get into part 2. Psyche was devastated and hated herself for distrusting Cupid. She wandered throughout Greece in search of the god, but he was nowhere to be found. Finally, she went to the temple of Aphrodite and prayed to her. The goddess of love still hated Psyche though, so she told her she had to prove her love. The goddess set up 3 impossible tasks, and if Psyche failed any one of them, she would lose Cupid forever. Psyche accepted the missions and so started the labors. The goddess of love was extremely cruel, and she assigned Psyche to sort 1,000,000 different seeds into particular types. There were a whole field of them, and she had to finish sorting them by afternoon. Luckily, the ants took pity on her and worked together to separate the seeds. Ants are naturally excellent at that task, so it didn't take long before the field was filled with tiny dunes of seeds. Aphrodite was enraged, as she knew Psyche must have cheated, but she couldn't explain how. She assigned a more dangerous task, to test Psyche's endurance. The goddess of love ordered Psyche to fetch the golden wool from the violin sheep of the sun. Fortunately, Psyche was lucky enough to be given some divine advice, and she quickly learned how to acquire the fleece. She waited till the afternoon when the sheep were hanging around large bushes. When they left, Psyche quickly gathered the wool which got stuck in the bushes as the sheep used the sharp edges to scratch itches. Aphrodite was filled with rage again, but she still had no evidence for cheating. The goddess of love allowed Psyche 1 night of sleep for completing the tasks. When Psyche woke up next morning, Aphrodite told the girl to fetch some magical beauty cream from the underworld. That sounds really weird, but as you might remember, the goddess Persephone was queen of the underworld, and she had a lot of magic cream. The goddess of love needed some because she had used hers all up. Anyway, Psyche traveled for a long time trying to find an entrance, and she was eventually guided by some divine advice. When Psyche finally got down into the underworld, she saw many ghosts that tried to divert her from her mission. Psyche stayed determined and journeyed further down. When she reached the gateway, she used cakes to calm Cerberus, the 3-headed guard dog. She then paid 2 silver coins to a ferryman who helped people cross the dangerous rivers of the underworld. Anyway, Persephone was impressed by Psyche and agreed to give her a box full of magic cream. Psyche safely returned back up to the mortal world and started her journey back. As you probably have suspected, something had to go wrong. And something did in this case. Psyche was overcome by temptation and insecurity, so she opened the box full of magic cream because she wanted to apply some. Actually, the box was full of Stygian sleep, which is basically a mist that makes you sleep forever. The box was also full of the horrors of hell, and Psyche was immediately in pain. The box was actually intended for Aphrodite because Persephone was mad at her bullying poor Psyche. The heroic girl started to feel drowsy, and her insides were slowly being consumed by flames. Meanwhile, Cupid had half healed from his candle wax injury. He sent Psyche a state and immediately flew to her. The god then sucked the sleep out of Psyche and calmed the burning. Cupid then flew to Zeus, and they struck up a deal where Cupid would aid Zeus in love, and Zeus would make Psyche a goddess. The god agreed, as he decided Psyche has endured enough, and that's how Cupid and Psyche became one again. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode, which will be the first episode of Season 3. Season 3 will focus on the villains in Greek mythology, and there'll be plenty more of wonderful stories.